All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. And last segment, Hubbo. Must give credit to ACC Player of the Week and ACC Freshman of the Week, Duke's Jahlil Okafor, a Chicago native. He only averaged 26.3 points per game in three Duke wins, Toledo, Wofford, and Boston College. And he set some Duke freshman records already, and he's going to be one and done. He may leave before the season's
over.
No,
I don't think that'll happen. I've watched Duke play a couple of times on TV. Now, admittedly, against lesser opponents, the pesky Wofford Terriers.
Yeah, that was a tough scheduling decision.
And Boston College, and there really are some teams at the bottom of the ACC that aren't particularly good. But you know, I think we can beat Duke.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're really talented, but they're young, and I'm not sure they're going to be really used to seeing defense played the way Virginia plays it, and the game's in Charlottesville. So I think, not to get ahead of ourselves, but that game at the end of January is going to be one heck of a basketball
game.
That
is going to be a basketball game.
But tonight, North Carolina and Notre Dame, how do you see that one, gentlemen?
You know, this is a huge game for UNC. The Tar Heels need this game. I believe are they 11-3 right now? I believe.
North Carolina, they would be, yes, 11-3, 1-0 in the ACC.
And this game at home against the Fighting Irish, Carolina needs it more, and I'm going to predict they win by like 2 or 3 points.
Yeah, I think Carolina wins at home. I think they hold serve. Notre Dame comes in 2-0, and then, of course, Notre Dame goes home and plays Virginia at 6 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday. So another tough road game for the Hoos. But Mr. Sill, what do you think about tonight's contest?
Yeah, I think that the home court is too much, and like I said, UNC needs the win. So,
all right, the next two games on the agenda tomorrow night, VPI travels to Tallahassee to play the Seminoles, 7 o'clock game. How about?
You know, I think Florida State at home has too much for Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech had a good second half against Syracuse, but they're still undermanned. I think it's going to be a tough year for Buzz Williams.
I give Florida State a 10-point win there. Pitt versus Boston College tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't watch that much of the Pitt-NC State game. I was surprised Pitt got beat as badly as they did down in Raleigh. So I'm not sure Pitt is quite as good as they've been. Nevertheless, Boston College not very good either, so I still think Pitt might be able to go on the road and win that game.
I agree. So NC State on Wednesday night travels to Charlottesville. Syracuse is at Georgia Tech. Clemson is playing at Louisville. And
how bad is Clemson? They were down 30 at home against North Carolina.
I don't understand that.
They must, you know.
There's a voodoo hex. When Clemson has to play UNC, when they see the baby blue, they just – they melt. They fall apart.
Of course, that's normally in Chapel Hill, but this game was at Little John, and they, you know, to get beat by 30 at home is ugly.
I think there's a combination there of maybe the Tar Heels players are starting to listen to Roy.
What's his name? Brad Brunell? Is that the coach down there? He may be on the hot seat down there in Clemson land.
Looking at Duke at Wake, Danny Manning, tough game.
Wake's not very good.
They're not very good. It's going to take him 3 years of recruiting to get them good. Syracuse at Georgia Tech. That's an interesting game.
Could be, because Georgia Tech, you know, they went to Notre Dame, played well. So I think Georgia Tech is better than people realize. So that could be a tough draw for the Orange down there in Yellow Jacket land.
All right, let's go back. NC State versus Virginia. This is the key game. Wednesday night, Wahoos at 1-0 in conference. NC State, surprisingly, 2-0. Huge home game for the Cavaliers.
I think, as we've said, I think Virginia really just comes out and plays really hard. I think they take command of this game from the outset. You know, I don't think it's going to be a 39-8 halftime score like Harvard, but I'll predict here tonight that Virginia will take a lead into the locker room at halftime on Wednesday night.
Sure they will. I'm not going to argue. I already predicted that the Wahoos would win by 15. Not to say that NC State isn't going to get better. They've got some talent on that team. I just don't think they're ready to play a veteran squad like the Cavaliers. All right, how about ACC basketball starting to heat up? We talked about there's a huge game coming up. Where is that game?
Duke-Louisville game on the 17th.
On January 17th, it's a Saturday, and high noon, Duke travels to Louisville. And you don't think Rick Pitino wants to win that one?
No, I mean, it's just there are going to be some terrific games in the league this year with Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, Virginia, Notre Dame. The teams at the upper end of the ACC, when they play each other, there are going to be some real battles. It's going to be fun. And I tell you what also is going to be fun is going to Greensboro this year for the ACC tournament. You know, maybe not the early rounds, but by the time you get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be some terrific basketball.
All right. Let's tease the next couple shows. I know that on January 12th, next Monday night, we have Big Ted Jeffries back.
Back in the saddle. Hopefully this time he'll call in. We'll have to make sure we remind him frequently beforehand.
I guess we'll call him on the hour, every hour, until he finally says, all right, enough. Apparently his mother was cooking him some fried chicken, and he couldn't break away.
He had things to do for mom.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and we've also invited Terry Gates to join us in the weeks ahead, and we're working on a few others. So stay with us. Going off the air here. Go Wahoos. Beat the Woofies.
We'll be back next Monday to break down State, Notre Dame, and look ahead to Clemson.
Absolutely. Go Hoos.
Listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Get a podcast of Who's Talking at FoxSportsRichmond.com.